Okay, here we are at our pre-show for the 7th of October, man. And we had to put off, my brother Adam was going to come and do the studio this past Saturday, but then I remembered the memorial for my late friend Mike Roberti was on Saturday at his home, where his wife Terry was, and all of his friends from school, all of his friends from life, including myself. And God, I've known Mike since I was, 11 years old. All the way through high school, we knew Mike when he was in bands. He was a musician, first and foremost. And I kind of went off a little bit on a post on Facebook about Mike. I had a picture of Mike and me and Carmen Dawn. And Michael passed on last month. So there was a memorial. It was a kind of a, you know, a bit of a, I don't even call it a wake, but we all celebrated his life. There was a beautiful display of photographs from his life everywhere from early childhood. And he and Dawn were particularly close. This picture's of Dawn when he was just a kid, man, like 7, 8 years old, the two of them together. And they're in Mexico with Mike's mom and dad because they used to take him down to Tijuana for fun. He took a lot of the kids down to, on these little field trips down to Mexico. And let's see. Great food. It was catered. Terry placed a kind of a dirty martini right there on the display, on the table, just as a way of remembering Mike. That's the, it was his favorite drink. And, you know, and we just sat and we talked about it, man. And then I took off, got home, and I've just been fucking beat all weekend, man. I didn't do a fucking thing on Sunday. And I didn't have a thing to drink. I had one beer at this thing for Mike. One beer, and we toasted a glass of wine. Brother T's is the name of this Christian Brothers wine that Dawn brought. I'm not so sure she wants to go outside. She's, it's kind of warm in here, man. I get the heater on. So anyway, yeah, there was that, and I totally fucking spaced. I got up Saturday morning, was ready to get to work on the studio, and I realized, holy shit, I got this thing. I got to go to Mike's event. So I pushed Adam to next week. The event, it started about 4:30 in the afternoon, and humped out to a town called Duarte. Duarte's about two towns over from where we all, where I grew up, Arcadia. Mike's from Arcadia, too. And they have a beautiful home there right in the foothills. Right behind the house is, you know, hillside. So shit, you know, life does what it does, man. What are you going to fucking do, you know? All right, so on today's show, what are we going to do, man? This is an encore from the 7th of October, 2022. Hey, doodle doodle. Okay. You went outside, buddy? All right, baby. February? No, this would be October. What's today, the 7th? Man. Turned Jackie onto Dog Day Afternoon. She'd never seen it. And watching that movie was like, fuck. That was a long time ago. Shit was just different. It just looked different. I mean, I lived it. I was in my early 20s when that movie came out, but you know, the stuff we were obsessed with back then, there'd been a lot of hijackings, and we were kind of anti-authoritarian in those days. And so the movie Dog Day Afternoon actually celebrates, in a sort of a weird way, it celebrates the bank robbers there, Sonny Wojcicki, or whatever his name is, and based upon a real guy named, I think, John Wojcicki, and the fact that they're gay, and they're, he's trying to get money for a gender reassignment surgery for his wife, played by Chris Sarandon. I know, and the whole thing is just very sort of what we all kind of were turning our heads toward in those days. Nowadays, it's not so revolutionary or crazy, or it doesn't seem crazy so much as the way the society's reacting to it, but back then. All right, what do we got here, man? Vernon Dozier, who thinks it's okay to allow his players to attend this year's homecoming dance drunk. No, Dick. No. Wrong, motherfucker. Let me see. My baby loves love. Go on patrol up close with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is October 10. Yeah, man. Operation Tom Peep. Hey, Thunder. Hey, baby. All right, baby. So we got that one, and we're going to lay that on you. I'm sorry I'm a little sedate here in the pre-show stages of this thing. I don't know what, but I think it was the combination of going to Nashville and then coming back and stressing on prepping a a live theater show and then getting that done. That was a big, big accomplishment, man. I felt really, I stressed a lot over that. And when it came off and was successful and people enjoyed it and I had a good time doing it, you know, I felt, man, really relieved as hell. And then I got a cold on top of that. So here I am this past weekend just fucking beat, man. You know, that's all I can tell you. Just like all of a sudden, it's like nothing left, man. Nothing in the tank, you know. So what we're going to do here right now is get into our October of 2023. We'll do an encore show. This is Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police inaugurating Tom Peep. Is that what it is? That's what it is. Let's check it out, baby. And also, let me before we do that, let me look and see what we got from my brother Tommy Callahan. And what's up with commercials for this week of the 7th, right? And we have, let's see, My Baby Loves, let me see the schedule. One post-roll, one mid-roll of Pluto TV. Okay, very good. Pluto, why are you not buying all 5 days like you did? We will see. Fuck. Yeah, this fucking cough has hung on. And I decided I wasn't going to drink anything last night. It was Saturday night. All right, man. I think that's all I got. I don't have no more. I don't have too much more. Here we go. Let's see. What can we do that we haven't done? How can we approach the backstage pass? The backstage pass has a pre-show.